producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Good morning. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 877-317-6432. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Kerry Davis. He's the Dark Angel. If you're watching the video feed on behind me, you can see his banner back there. We're going to talk about trauma care in self-defense. Because if you're carrying a gun, if you present the weapon in a self-defense situation and you're in around people, you might get shot. Innocent bystanders might get shot. This is something we need to be aware of, and this is also something we need to be prepared for, to be able to deal with that. Because once again, response time comes into play. Coming out of Washington, D.C., in the Palmer case, the lawyers for the district were given 90 days to put together a mechanism by, they were told by a judge they were going to do this, to put a mechanism in place to join the rest of the nation in allowing handgun carry for self-defense outside the home. Well, now they've asked for another, they're not even done with the first extension yet, and they want another 90 days. They currently have till October 22nd to put a system into place that would allow people to carry outside the home. If they fail to do so, they essentially become a constitutional carry area. They're arguing that they need more time to either put a system into place or more likely challenge the ruling court. Now, it isn't like this isn't happening elsewhere. They can look at other places and see what kind of systems are in place and pick and choose what they want. And they, you know, it's not going to be about May issue. It's going to have to be about shall issue. But this is out there. This is prevalent. This is, you know, almost ubiquitous in a lot of places. They don't need to worry about the people carrying guns either, because we also have data on that. What they're going to do is they're going to argue the entire district should be treated as off-limits locations, such as schools and some government buildings in other states. That's what they want to do. Because they're special. We're so special in the district. In their filing, it says, respectfully, there can be no doubt that the district has raised a very serious question on the merits. Neither the Supreme Court nor the D.C. Circuit has determined that the Second Amendment extends beyond the home. The keep and bear part of it, you know. The bear, if you will. And that's going to be, they cite a bunch of cases where they don't get out there and say that, which is why I always hate relying on a court's ruling, because of what they don't articulate. They articulate some stuff that should be good enough, you know, read between the lines, idiots. But no. They point out that the fact that the district's law is exceedingly rare does not mean it's unconstitutional. You're supposed to be the home of freedom, District of Columbia, not the home of the special. So because they're special, they should be allowed to make laws that would be considered unconstitutional anywhere else in the country. That's what makes them special. They can be unconstitutional, and they get away with it. Now, they had 2 days of people carrying guns around the district after that ruling was first put in place, when the police chief, Kathy Lanier, got out there and said, don't enforce the laws anymore because they're no longer valid. But they got to stay really quick, because they want to allow the D.C. Council... here's the part that I don't get. This has been demonstrated time and time again. You can't appease people that think they rule. If they think they're in charge, they're looking for a way around the court's ruling, which, in my opinion, makes them think they're above the law. I may be too simple in this assertion, but that's what I think. Very likely, one thing they may try to do is try to put a system in place similar to the one in New York City, where only the very special people are granted a permit to carry, like the publisher of New York Times and Charles Schumer. And, you know, New York City has 34,000 carry permits. The people that have them never go anywhere where they need to carry a gun. They don't get behind the steering wheel of a car. They don't open the door for themselves. They don't live in a tenement. These are the beautiful people that get to carry guns in New York. These are the same people that will tell you that you don't need a gun. Arthur Sulzberger of the New York Times. I don't even know if he's still alive, but he had a permit. And he never had to worry about a home invasion. He lived in a place where he had a doorman keeping people out of the building. I don't know the last time when the last time would have been that he actually drove a car. And that's what really frosts me over. Because these people that claim you don't need a gun, when they in fact have teams of people around them, all kinds of layers around them, they'll get a gun. If you've got an entourage, you don't need a gun. How about that? How do you like that ruling on my part? Which is not, you know, that's not actually true. This is America. This is America. What they're doing is they're trying to fight the natural order of things. Everything in nature has a self-defense mechanism. Now, we as human beings, as the thinking animal, some of us think that working out and hand-to-hand self-defense and, various types of weapons training is not necessary. So we become weak and feeble to where all we have left is a gun. But even the most highly trained hand-to-hand combatants will tell you that you cannot fight a weapon such as a firearm except with a firearm. So this is the natural order of things. We were born with the right to defend ourselves. And these governments, these local tyrannical seats of power, seem to think that they know better. That they know better. You may hear my burglar alarm going off in the background. Just can't get it to shut up at showtime sometimes. This fighting the natural order of things, this is what causes chaos. This is what causes crime. Now, out of those 34,000 permits that they have in New York City, as an example, I've never heard of any one of those people actually having to use their weapon in self-defense. Now, there's plenty of good people in New York City that have guns, that don't have them registered, that don't have permits, that just keep them in the house. And I don't know what that number would be. I have no way to quantify it. But I know there's a lot. There's more than one. But here we go again. I mean, Chicago, Illinois did this, although Illinois is issuing permits now as we speak. They've, in the short amount of time they've been issuing permits, they have nearly caught up to my home state. I think in South Carolina we have 200 plus thousand. They're tickling 140,000 already. Because once you get outside of Chicago, Illinois is actually a pretty cool state. Run by a tyrant, of course, and Chicago is the worst of them. And I think Rombo may be in trouble, but we'll see how that goes. Down in Ferguson, they're screaming, no justice, no peace. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Somewhere there's all right. Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-8. Let me try that again. 1-877-317-6432. No justice, no peace is something you're hearing a lot of in Ferguson, Missouri right now. And that is one of the... That comes from the family of phrases that are some of the favorites by the rabble-rousers. Because I want to ask you a question. folks. Hell is looting and burning down the town going to get justice for anybody? How is violence going to get justice for anybody? Justice is an equal, equitable mechanism. You find out who the bad guy is. If he perpetrated a wrong, you punish him. If there's violence that occurs, and say a police officer defends himself, you get the whole story. Now, this whole hands up in the air surrendering thing, that all came from his buddy, the convicted felon who was in on the robbery of the Swisher Sweets. The toxicology report is in, and he had marijuana in his system, young Mr. Brown did. And Swisher Sweets, you don't go out and steal a box of Cuban cigars and hollow those out and fill those up with marijuana. You do it with Swisher Sweets. Now, we're never going to get a chance to ask Mr. Brown why he felt like he needed to steal that box of cigars. Suffice to say that if you or I do that, no matter what color we are, we're in trouble. That's theft. No Justice, No Peace has a very rich history of use by demonstrators of many stripes, both in England, by the chanting classes, and here in the U.S. Thomas Sowell notes, the slogan No Justice, No Peace has been used to justify settling legal issues on the streets instead of in courts of law. I've got to disagree with the esteemed Mr. Sowell on that. I don't think it's used to justify or try to settle anything. I think it's used to keep a bad thing going. Now we're hearing no justice, no peace in Ferguson. The idea of justice involves the concepts of fairness and retribution. Fairness is largely going to be in the eye of the beholder. That's why we have more than one person in a jury. Angry shouters of this phrase have a very good idea of what unfairness has befallen them personally. But fairness involves both a perpetrator and a victim and is one of the muddiest concepts of any language. It is unsuited for clarity, but it is well suited to gathering in aggrieved parties, and they're each going to have their own meaning of what they're looking for. Justice also carries a very heavy inference about retribution. Even though the original intent may be a reasonable request for retribution on some sort of a, you know, holistic scale, it turns into a manic drive for revenge on a very personal level. There's demonstrators out there saying, we want retribution. Well, they're not saying it this way, but I'm paraphrasing. We want retribution for so-and-so, but what that really means is I want revenge that satisfies me. How are young people running around in Ferguson looting a beauty supply store with their arms full of expensive hair extensions? How are they worried about justice for Michael Brown? They've got this eruption of righteous-sounding activity going on around this case, and this has given them the green light to steal from their neighbors. Now let's look at the peace. Peace is not the presence of something. It is the absence of trouble, of strife, of duress. So chanters are saying no peace as in the absence of what exactly? It must be something that is under the control of the speaker to implement. Something they can credibly threaten. Does it mean lawsuits or more demonstrations? No, in this particular case, it means looting businesses of products thieves want anyway. The Ferguson rioters are not looting bookstores. They're looting high-end shoe stores and liquor stores. And the first to experience the no peace part are the law-abiding citizens and shop owners of the town. So this is a hijacked phrase. The looters are not the only opportunists in this particular case. We once again have the race pimps coming out. Al Sharpton is there, perpetuating the hands-up meme that he doesn't know for sure actually happened. He's saying that anybody that wants to run for president of the United States needs to come to Ferguson to talk to them. So all of a sudden, now he's using this incident as a means of trying to influence a political election, as an example. Jesse Jackson actually got booed in Ferguson for trying to raise money there. And then there's the media. Now, in the Martin Zimmerman case in the media, initially Zimmerman was not arrested until the media demanded it. And everybody's falling into lockstep behind the media. We've got a Harvard law professor saying arrest the police officer. We've got the governor of the state coming out and saying there's going to be a vigorous prosecution of the police officer. We don't know all the facts. He doesn't know all the facts. His professor doesn't know the facts. Sharpton doesn't care about him. Jesse Jackson doesn't care about him. We've got Eric Holder going down there. He doesn't care about him. Media has no problem creating an event, shaping an event in order to sustain some sort of stupid agenda. So, if you want to look for the peace in Ferguson, look at the shopkeepers who are standing out front with weapons. They have not shot anyone. They have been there vigilant. They have protected their businesses. This is what America is. This is the natural order of things. I have created this. I will defend it. All the other players there, much too many layers to peel back on this onion for what they're doing this for. And the police officer that did this regrets the day that he joined the police department. Despite apparently he was some sort of a model police officer. He wasn't tacked up or militarized or anything. He got a call while he was driving by. Some people said, those are my suspects. Now he wishes he was on the other side of town. Can't squander that valuable media opportunity, can you? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is 8. That was a very bad. Let's start that. Hey, welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. On May 28th of this year in Habersham County, Georgia, a SWAT team decided to serve a warrant after a confidential informant, read this to be a guy they catch, a criminal who trades information for reduced sentence, told them that he bought drugs at a certain address. The confidential informant said that there were no children in the home. That turned out to be not true. First of all, when they raided the home, it was found that the person they were looking for didn't even live there. No drugs were found in the home, and there was a victim, a 19-month-old baby who was asleep. SWAT officers threw a flashbang directly into the baby's crib, which resulted in severe burns that required weeks of treatment. A flashbang, when it goes off, I can pull the pin on a flashbang and hug it. And I'm not going to die, okay? But it's going to really mess me up to the point to where I don't need to go to that modeling call for the next Speedo swimsuit, male swimsuit ad. I'm going to be sort of disfigured from that. It's not going to kill you, but it is going to mess you up. So, let's look at the sum of things as we have them now. Bad information. Nothing in the description matched anything the CIA told them. They go in. They're clearing the house. I guess they kicked in the baby's door, lobbed in a flashbang, and, well, that 19-month-old baby was no longer a threat. Now the county in Georgia is refusing to pay this child's medical bills. I mean, this child, this baby caught this. It caught this blast in the face. This 19-month-old baby took a flashbang in the face. And the county, despite all the things involved in this SWAT raid, doesn't want to pay. In fact, they're saying they're not allowed to pay. It's against the law for them to pay. The Habersham County Attorney provided the following statement. The question before the board was whether it is legally permitted to pay these expenses. After consideration of this question following advice of counsel, the Board of Commissioners has concluded that it would be in violation of the law for it to do so. Who's going to arrest you for that? Open your checkbook and pay the baby's medical, for the baby's medical care. Because nothing was happening until you got it wrong. When your boys were suiting up, when the SWAT team in Habersham County, Georgia was suiting up and they were watching, you know, that, you know, they were watching Predator with Schwarzenegger and they're all in, you got Jesse the Body Ventura and all the other players in there in the Huey, and they're all talking the tough talk and taping the stuff to their, you know, getting their adrenaline going and everything. When they kicked in the door, they didn't have a perpetrator, nothing, they didn't have any drugs, and they're still clearing the room and they blow up a baby. I hope the family of the baby, of this child, owns Habersham County, Georgia, after this. An independent investigation, which, you know, why this had to be conducted is beyond me, conducted by the family's attorney, found that the officers used faulty information to obtain the search warrant used to conduct the raid. No kidding. See, the militarization of local police today, that... I sort of get it when you consider the fact that ISIS could be here any day. Any day. Any day. One of my Facebook friends said, "Hey, ISIS, come to South Carolina." You don't even know what you're asking for, pal. They're not going to come up and say, "Come on out here and fight us." Oh, no. That's not the way they would do that. But, you know, all these things that are in place right now with the MS-13 actively, we've got a big membership drive going on right now, a la Obama. I sort of understand that to a degree, okay? What I don't understand is you got a bunch of yahoos in certain small municipalities who get given a bunch of ordnance and they don't know anything about how to employ it. And I don't care how many SAS movies you've seen, there's a big difference between serving a warrant when you don't know who's in the room. You're not throwing grenades into a door and then lighting up the room. Flashbangs are supposed to head for the floor, too. You don't want them in the air when they pop. They need to be on the floor, so you're not lofting them. There's not supposed to be some graceful arc in its flight. It needs to be headed for the floor. You're almost spiking it at an angle when you toss a flash. So what do we have here? We've got a bunch of yahoos, and now we've got a bunch of Nellies in Habersham County. They've lawyered up. They're saying it would be a violation of the law to be responsible, to act responsibly. Your representatives in the form of the SWAT team that went in there have already been as irresponsible as they can be. And here's your chance to step up and be responsible. And no, we don't want to pay. You owe Habersham County, Georgia. You owe. Now pay. And shut up. See, in some small way, I get where there is a need for special weapons and tactics. I get that. I understand that. And especially in the world we live in today, I can understand where they might need certain things. Armored vehicles to get you there, that's not necessarily the smartest way to introduce some well-trained people into the fray, but I'm not even sure who's exiting the vehicle is well-trained. These guys don't know small unit tactics. They don't know, in, you know, our military conducting operations in a combat environment does not go in shooting. They identify targets. They act in tandem. They're working in teams. They're executing small unit tactics, which makes all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. Tactics can overcome numbers. Tactics and know-how can overcome many advantages. And these SWAT teams don't have them. They get the face covers and the ballistic helmets and the plate carriers and the black clothing, and they get strapped all this stuff on and look really cool. It's great for a picture. And then when they actually go out and do it, they have no idea what they're doing. And that's okay as long as nobody suffers, but we got lots of people suffering. Lots of innocent people are suffering. Lots of people getting shot and killed for being in bed with a gun next to him. What a crime. What a crime to be a law-abiding citizen and be shot in your bed by a SWAT operator because you've got a gun beside you. And you're, that's the only wrong you've committed. You've got a raid going on in your house. That incenses me to a degree I just can't, you know. Visiting violence on anybody is something that you should do reluctantly. If you have to do it, be effective, but you should do it reluctantly. And then if you mess it up, you got to do something about that. You've got to make it right. Except in Habersham County, Georgia. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Good morning. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm about to ask you for some information. It has nothing to do about the topic, the radio show whatsoever. I live in a community that has a homeowners association. The homeowners association decided they would plant Bradford pear trees in the front of every house in this little subdivision. I am allergic to Bradford pear trees. Can't chop it down. So I need somebody that knows how to kill a Bradford pear tree. Now, I've tried. Shot it numerous times, lives. If anybody would let me know about that, I'd really appreciate it. Dead serious, too. Here is a great example of how paying a little bit of attention to what's going on around you can go a very long way. A lot of people want to say gun control is the way to stop school shootings. No, it isn't. Sometimes the school and the family and the community involvement is a far better solution. In this particular case, two teenagers in California were arrested for allegedly plotting a mass shooting at their high school. The plot was reported to authorities by school officials, although it hasn't been revealed exactly how they learned about the plan. According to the Pasadena Star News, he would not elaborate on the plans of what form or what form they took, but Selinsky, whoever that is, said they were very specific and included named targets. This is a prime example of school officials recognizing suspicious behavior, Selinsky said in a statement. It was this information that helped prevent a horrific tragedy. Police found no weapons in either of the students' possession or in their homes, authorities said. There have been other cases where they've actually caught the shooter at home, or not at home, at school, with the weapons. One family caught their called the school and told them to search their son's backpack. And in it, they found an AK-47 folder. And when I say a folder, an AK-47, the buttstock, through various types, can either be an under folder where it folds underneath the weapon, or a side folder where it folds to the side, making it shorter, making it easier to conceal. And they caught him. I'm getting all kinds of stuff in the chat room about how to kill the Bradford pear. I'm going to try each and every one of these things. This is a perfect example of what can be accomplished when educators and family members are involved in the lives of young people. See, one thing that, you know, I never hear about this, but way too often now, parents today, we have so much technology at our fingertips that it's real easy to throw on the television or hand them the iPad or let them get behind the computer or something. We don't, in a lot of cases, sometimes we forget about them. I found parenthood to be a very rewarding thing. I got a lot of laughs out of it because my sons are genuinely funny and have been all of their lives and done some stuff that just has been delightful. And, you know, yeah, sometimes they have watched television and sometimes they have been behind the computer, but I've always tried to be cognizant of what's going on in their life. And a couple of times we have had to deal with things that I didn't cause and my wife didn't cause. It just happens to people sometimes, and we have had to deal with things. Being involved in your children's lives, being involved, you know, good educators, real educators, not agenda-driving, mind-forming, mindset-developing people that want to set for the utopia. Real good educators that are actually involved with the students can catch this. They can see a student in duress and pay a little more attention to them. There's no reason to infringe upon my rights as a law-abiding gun owner when simply paying more attention to young adults yields a better result. It's a better result not to have a school shooting. Wouldn't you think? I think so. Now, one question I do have, and in this, I don't really know how this plays out. And if anybody does know, I'd like to be made aware of it. When they catch these kids, if they catch them prior to the event occurring, what kind of help do they get them? I do not think in this particular case that the idea, if you've got a 13, 14, 15-year-old that wants to shoot up the school, I don't know how productive it's going to be to simply lock him up. There's got to be something else going on there. We can learn something from this. Yeah, I run around carrying a gun all the time, and I carry some very nice guns that are designed to do maximum damage. And I train to do maximum damage. And I try to be as good at doing maximum damage as I can. And I don't want to. I don't look forward to it. There's a big difference between being prepared and being eager. And if there's some way we can identify these people, which I don't know how that's going to be. That's the big $64,000 question. If there's some way to identify these people to where they don't have to perpetrate their act, and we can redeem them, shouldn't we be doing it? Don't we owe that to them, these young people? Most of these young people that are doing these things, they're young men, and they've been medicated because they're young men. They've been medicated because in some elementary class or something, they were, you know, they were being little boys. But, I mean, nowadays, you know, if there's a, they're medicating babies now. Babies with psychotropic drugs. They're medicating babies. And the problem with the psychotropic drugs is that they destroy certain parts of your brain that are inhibitors. You know, when somebody cuts you off at a parking spot, you're thinking to yourself, I could just get out and pound him. But, you know, you have inhibitions that keep you from doing that, and you just pull on down and find another parking spot. With those things removed, you might get out and try to pound them. We're taking young people and turning them into sociopaths through medication that we know is bad for them in the long run. We know this. I want to quit smoking. I smoke. Don't mind telling you that. I want to quit smoking. Went to my doctor and I heard about Chantix. And I was still curious about it, but I had heard an ad where they were, you know, nowadays when they're advertising one of these wonder drugs on TV, when they're given the disclaimer, it takes nearly as much time to give the disclaimer as it does to talk about how great it is. And with Chantix, apparently I might become suicidal or homicidal. I'm just trying to figure out why I would want to quit smoking if I'm going to be suicidal and homicidal at that point. So, suffice to say, I didn't get on Chantix. The risk is just not worth it to me. And, you know, I don't know. I believe the ratio is like 1 in 6 or 1 in 7 young men are medicated today because they're young men. And some of the people making the decisions that this needs to be done, like school teachers, and my youngest son, I had a school teacher come to me and say, your son has ADD and needs to be medicated. I just looked at her and started looking around the walls. Looked back at her and say, you know, try as I might, I can't find your degree in psychology or psychiatry. Why do you say he needs to be medicated? Well, he's not paying attention. Oh, I'm sorry. So, in other words, you're uninteresting. Yeah. Let's go to hour number 2, shall we? I'll meet you on the other side. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.